Gio, why don't you first introduce yourself? Give me your name and title, please, with Novus.
Giovanni Gasperoni. I'm the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Novus.
Well, here at the International Poultry Expo, the International Feed Expo, and the Novus booth, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the announcement that was just made from Novus about the opening of a plant in Singapore. I understand you were there. Tell me about this plant and what it manufactures and the market that it serves.
Well, it was very nice. It's part of the overall strategy to be close to our customers. And blending facility is not sophisticated, but to a degree, it's just to accommodate the needs of our customers, address them with the product that we have, some that we don't have, some we purchase. And that's the reason we needed to address that in Asia-Pacific, not in China, as we opened already the plant 2 years ago in China. So it's part of our overall strategy of being closer to our customers with our specialty product. That is the very simple reason. Which product will we make in there? Well, most of them at the beginning will be in aquaculture and poultry. Blend. This is the key, the focus on, we will start slowly, obviously, and but the idea is to get very soon at capacity. So, and that's why, that's the reason there. So, why we selected Singapore, right? I know, I see in your eyes this question coming. Why Singapore? Singapore and not Bangkok. If you, on the labor cost, so first of all, these are plants that are fairly sophisticated in terms of automation, so there's no need for intensive manpower. Mm-hmm. So the labor cost was not quite an issue, and the reason why we leaned towards Singapore were more related to logistics, because of the distribution network that Singapore is capable of supporting in the area, and not only in the area, but also in the receiving goods part. So it seems to be after an exhaustive analysis of the logistics seems to be the place to put. So that's the Singapore story.
How many countries does Novus International serve?
We are currently selling in 90, last that I checked. Maybe 93, but don't tell anybody. So.
How many countries do you have left then?
We have left few, and one of my pet projects for this year is really to start helping Africa. So that's where I will be spending some time. In March, I will be giving a talk in South Africa and then visit Kenya and Uganda. And I've been to Ghana last year. So it's a kind of a last frontier for us in terms of helping feed the world affordable, wholesome food.
And that is where we're going next. And that is becoming much more important as we look at this global population explosion that's happening here in the next couple of decades. How is Novus helping to feed the world affordable and nutritious food?
So, first, this is really important to us. This is our vision. And we maintain the same vision for the last 20 years. We haven't changed it. Just we add one little tagline, which is improving the quality of life. How we do it? We do it in different ways. First of all, by selling product that are helping our customers in the long run for performance and sustainability of the environment and traceability and food safety. The other one is by helping increasing the capacity in our businesses. I think it's one of the factors that concern me the most is there are less people coming into the animal agriculture. Agriculture in general is not sexy. It's not a sexy business. The capacity appealing to young talent in the animal agriculture is difficult. So we need to change the generation, and we need to basically revitalize how important is to what we are doing. So that is another part where Novus is playing an active role in helping university. We develop a huge program in China, the graduate student scholarship program. We did the same in India. We started in Brazil. So we are expanding. The other part is research. So opening a different research center in different parts of the world. That's what we are doing. We opened last year the Aquaculture Center in Vietnam. We have one in Beijing, so it's still at the beginning. It's still at the beginning, but and we collaborate with many universities in different parts of the world. But it's just to move not only the plant, right, being close to the customers, also R&D to be close to the need of the customers there. So that is really what we are trying to do. And we are part. I said it even yesterday. We had a little gathering in St. Louis. We are part of the food chain. Okay, if you can continue to see this as a segment, poultry producer, or hog producers, and dairy or eggs and aqua, then the supplier and then the retailer, it doesn't work this way. It cannot. This is not sustainable. Why GEO is not sustainable? It's not sustainable because this industry has not enough margin and money to develop what us as a consumer and family require. Is a society that is getting more and more demanding, and we have less and less resources dedicated. Look at what happened at the university. Almost everywhere in the world, university and animal business disappeared. China is witnessing this after the boom in the last decade. Everybody, you know, in the last decade, we moved from having a PhD in nutrition in the United States to having a PhD in nutrition diploma in China, and now we are getting to the point that there are no more PhD in China. Why? Because of the consolidation. We don't need all these people. The company are doing well with one or two nutritionists, and as they shrink, we have less, you know, we have fewer customers and fewer suppliers. So for us to continue to support the growth of the world, we need to strike alliances among the different stakeholders of the food chain in order to be profitable and yet meaningful to our customers.
All right. Thank you very much, Gio. Here at the Novus International booth at the International Poultry Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.